My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you have any questions about your Apple products, phones, computers, watches, and more, I would send you to Computer Hardware just south of 70th and Owen Lincoln. Go see our friend Trip and the team there. They open up at 10 o'clock every Monday through Saturday.
10
a.m. Yeah, about to open up in about an hour and a half. Trip and the team going to help you out to start off the new week, the new month. It is the Apple Store of Lincoln. Computer Hardware.
They're also incredible.
Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island as well.
The Hastings store is incredible.
It's good people out there.
The one in Lincoln is... I mean, I drove by it the other day. Yeah. I was freaked
out. It's packed.
So, this is our first day of our three-hour show now. Yeah. And Bill has brought on a special guest for us for this segment. And by the way, in the third hour, going forward, we want phone calls. If you got questions or comments, 402-464-5685. We do have a special guest, Bill.
We do.
Introduce who's on the phone right now, Bill.
Hall of Fame coach Jerry Schmudy from Nebraska Wesleyan.
Basketball coach.
He was a Plainsman and an incredible basketball coach. Hall of Famer. Thanks for calling in, Coach.
Thanks for the intro again, Bill. Appreciate it.
Oh,
you read that very nicely.
There was no read to it. the incredible part about Coach Schmudy was he also coached football at Wesleyan until basketball practice started and was the best assistant coach on that position. Also, imagine all of a sudden you're the head basketball coach is out there coaching the defensive back.
That freaks me out.
That freaks you out. In college. So he can coach any sport at any time. Track and field, Wesleyan, Ted Bowling, he would have been his top assistant.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Ted Bowling, another legendary name.
Absolutely.
Lincoln.
We had some conversation, Coach, and I know you were listening last week. We have a couple questions. One is about the net. We talked about putting new nets on in the gamesmanship of the net and the ball going slowly through the net and getting caught at times. Did you ever take part in that?
No, but I always liked it to get through the net quickly because we usually were trying to run, so the quicker it got down, the better.
Right.
And so I prefer that, you know, but because I hate it when it kind of goes to the right side, then it's got to shift to the left side, and then event falls through. So
yeah, you want to see it whip through.
Just a little sore.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's... I like the sound of a swish anyway.
Oh, isn't that nice? Jerry, you remember the time when you shot the baseline shot when the net would hook up on the rim when you hit a perfect one? That was better times to us.
I remember that a little bit. I never did it much, but I love to see people do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know Steve had some questions to you about Nebraska basketball.
Yeah, Jerry, did you watch Nebraska-Oregon yesterday?
Yeah, parts of it. I didn't watch all of it.
Was it?
I usually don't watch. I always watch until they start playing a little bit not good, and then I have a tendency to find something else for a while, and then I'll turn back. And that was a great win for them. Oregon, I don't think, is a great team, but they're still tough. You're going to Oregon. You're flying all that way, and you're coming off a big win like they had, and that was a little bit amazing to me that they could beat them because I think Illinois has got it. I think their coach is good. Of course, they're at that level. They all better be good. But, yeah, it was a good win for them. And, you know, they're back kind of being what they should be, and that's, you know, guarding the heck out of it, trying to rebound it, and then being good, you know, decent on offense, I guess I'd say.
Speaking of that, Jerry, what do you most appreciate about Bryce Williams' offensive game?
Well, I'm going to brag a little bit.
Okay. Ooh, okay. I like this.
When they first recruited him, mm-hmm. I saw a little clip on 10-11 of him, you know, when they got recruited him, about 15, 20 seconds worth. And I watched his shot. I watched how he carried himself for that long. I called a buddy of mine and said, this guy is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. 20
and,
seconds.
You know, I did. Yeah, probably. Well, you know, what would they play on 10-11 when they're talking about him and mm-hmm. saying they got this guy as a recruit? Not very long. But I always looked at a guy's shot.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at his shot. I looked at big men's feet, because if they got bigger feet, they're probably going to be pretty stable on them and may even grow yet if they're a big guy, you know. Today with the transfer portal, nobody grows, you know. They all are what they are. But, and then the other thing is, you know, can they make free throws when they need to? That's really big.
Bryce,
teams don't have guys that can do that.
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com, and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.
Bryce is a 90% free throw shooter. He is 6'7", and he has a deadly shot. I mean, it's a beautiful, what you would call it, pure, right? Pure.
Yeah. Yep. He was, I had one guy that I called a pure jump shot, and that was Mark Graybaugh from Lincoln East. He could be substituted for Jerry West, if you know what I mean.
The logo. Do you remember Graybaugh?
Logo, yes. And that, his jump shot was that beautiful. Mm. He was probably the only guy in all the years I coached that I never said anything to him about his shot. Hmm. Everybody else got stuff, you know, mm-hmm. but not him, because his was as good as it gets.
I can relate.
We're joined by Jerry Schmutty on the phone. Jerry, I'm curious, you know, Nebraska snapped a six-game losing skid. They've won two straight, but when you've gone through a losing skid like that, what would you do to try to change the mojo of a team? And in the years you've coached over the year, back in the day?
Well, fortunately, I didn't have to do that very often, but I had 1 year in my second year at Westland. We started off 8-2, and then I lost my best player to appendicitis, Greg Peterson.
Okay.
And he did everything from rebounding, free throws, field goals, hustling, being a leader. I'm not so sure he didn't even sweep the floor. He did everything for us. Hmm. We lost him, and, you know, we weren't, at that time, you know, we weren't very deep or deep at all. And we went on a tailspin. And I personally didn't handle the tailspin. In fact, it was so bad that I've been, when I've talked to those guys lately, I've been apologizing to them. That's how I got, you know. So,
I'm going to start off with an apology.
Yeah. I get to start off with an apology, and I meant that because I didn't. Now, at the end of that year, mm-hmm. I think we had lost 11 out of 13 games in that stretch.
Yeah.
And that's a bad stretch. Makes you want to pull your fingernails off, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But at the end of that year, a guy wrote me a note and gave me some advice, and I followed it. And I started off by taking him upstairs and apologizing to him, and told him I was going to change, but I also added, "But you are too." And I changed my attitude. They changed theirs. We won our last three, and the last game we're at Crete at Dome.
Ooh, playing at Dome.
Bob Erickson, my favorite guy, you know. And we're down 18 and a half. 18. And I didn't, you know, I'm waiting to go into the locker room, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to go in. I'm going to be calm, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I went in, and I just told him, and when it gets to 15 minutes, we're going to be down to 15 or under. When it gets to 10 minutes, we're going to be at 10 or under. And when it gets to 5 minutes, we're going to be 5 or under, and we're going to win the game.
Hmm.
And we kept slogging away. We won by 3. So
wow.
gave me a lot of confidence.
People don't realize that Wesleyan Doane, that's Duke, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Jerry, what years were you at Wesleyan as the head coach?
I went there in 1980. My last year was 89. Excuse me, guys.
Bill, I remember it like very well because I was at the Journal Star, and Wesleyan basketball, Jake, it was a huge deal.
Two Final Fours.
We had a beat writer assigned
That's
to
awesome.
It. Yeah. Final Fours. Yes. Bill remembers. You were there.
I was there. I was there playing for all of it.
I didn't miss a game. I tell you one thing, Jerry. I'd never missed a Doane Wesleyan game. That was a big thing.
Did you go to games?
Oh, went to every game on the road. Yeah, a lot of times went out to Hastings. Absolutely. Traveled all
We have a legend on the phone right now.
This is Jerry Schmutty.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Jerry.
Jerry, we appreciate the time.
Yeah,
thanks for calling
in. Guys.
And we hope to hear from you soon.
Good luck on the last hour.
We're going to hang in there. She's nodding off.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate that.
Now, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Jerry Schmutty.
Bryce was at Charlotte. And if you just go watch his film right now, Bryce Williams, if you watch his film at Charlotte, you would say the same thing that Jerry did. He was a lethal scorer at Charlotte. He was.
It's an incredible kid.
Yeah. And even keeled. That was Jerry Schmutty.
The great Jerry Schmutty.
Good job on
that. That's fun.
Good job, Bill.
Are we opening up the lines?
Well, not tomorrow we will. Okay. We have time to go. We have one more quick segment, then we're out of here.
How about that?
The spillover is next.
On 4 hours. On the take.